Estamos aquí en México, Tierra del Sol. No, actually, we're not in Mexico. We're still on the border with Tijuana in San Ysidro, San Diego. And if you travel along the border, whether it's Mexico, United States, or United States, Canada, or wherever around the world, there are two countries up against one another. You're going to see casas de cambio, the money exchange houses. And so we use this because this is exactly what's going on Wall Street. This is exactly what's going on in the stock markets, but you don't see it. You don't see it, but you do see it when you take a look at the casas de cambio. These companies here make their living, make their money off of exchanging dollars to pesos. And of course, if you're on the Canadian border, it would be Canadian dollars, United States dollars. Yeah, you get the idea. And so what you see is two numbers, not just one number. Not just one number. And that's what, when you go on the internet and look up the price of a stock, you see one number. No. There are many numbers. And every dealer, every market maker is quoting two different numbers. The retail number, which is called the ask price, and the wholesale number, which is called the bid price. So if we go to Bahamex or ABC Money Exchange, we want to buy, say, pesos. We give them a dollar. They're going to give us $16.899 as of this date, which was in, February 2024. Okay, but what if we want to take those pesos and turn them back into dollars? Oh, you're going to have to pay 16.950 pesos to get a dollar back. You see that? And that's exactly what's going on in the stock market. You're not going to get the best price when you sell your shares, and you're going to pay more when you buy your shares. And at any one time, there are dozens of prices going on at any. People used to be screaming and hollering at one another. Now it's all electronic. And notice that these companies all are very, very competitive. Why? Because there's a ton of these casas de cambios at the border crossing, or near the border crossing. So, this guy's asking a little bit more for his pesos to dollars, but all of them are giving you 16.899 pesos when you give them a dollar. Now notice this guy wants a little bit more, and so does this guy. They want 17.076 pesos when you want to change your pesos back into dollars. But these guys, 16.950, 16.990, a little bit more than the others. But that's what happens with the large companies. There's tremendous competition. So the spread, the difference between the ask and the bid prices, the retail and the wholesale price. The retail is the price that you have to pay when you want to buy the shares. The wholesale is the price what you get when you sell your shares back. So these people are dealers. They are market makers. Now let's go across the street here on our next slide. And these guys, let's read together. This Casa de Cambio is just across the street from the others we just saw. How come they're willing to pay many more pesos per dollar? The other guys were paying what? 16.899, right? Why? Because they also charge a commission. If you noticed, all the others said, no comisión, no commission. We don't charge a commission. We're dealers. We're market makers. But this company is acting as a dealer and a broker. And this is perfectly legal, folks. This is perfect. Notice they want almost 19 pesos for a dollar. Obviously, they don't want your pesos. They got plenty of pesos. So they crank up the price of, so if you want to change pesos back into dollars, you're going to have to pay them. This is perfectly legal, folks. It is perfectly legal to act as a dealer and a broker, as a market maker and a broker. And it's done by many brokerage firms. All they must do is disclose the relationship, typically on the confirmation that you receive via the email. Are you with me? Understand what's going on now? So say, for example, Robinhood, they don't charge a commission, and they've gotten other brokers to follow suit, How do they make their money? They make their money off the spread. They route their transactions to companies that are doing millions of transactions a day, sometimes, you know, thousands a second or millions a second, and that company doesn't necessarily have the best price. You pay a little bit more when you buy, you get a little bit less when you sell, and they kick back some of that money to the brokerage firm. And that's how they can make money off of no commission, just like the brokers and the dealers and just like the market makers and the dealers in the Casas de Cambio. Now we're finally in Tijuana. And this is something that has perplexed me for many years, and I don't know the reason why. As soon as you cross the border, you are going to get fewer pesos for your dollars. Remember, it was 16.899. Here's 16.6, 16.7. It's not a big difference, unless it's a lot of money. You know, 50 bucks, it might be 20 cents or something like that. But still, it's always the case. I mean, every once in a while, you'll see it differently. But no, it's almost always that they will give you fewer dollars. But they often, but not always, want fewer pesos to give you dollars back. So if you want to change your dollars into pesos, do it in San Ysidro on the United States side. If you want to change your pesos back into dollars, go across the border, but then you have to wait a couple hours to get back, unless you have a sentry pass, which is a whole other story. Get a sentry pass. Now, notice, when you're in Mexico, and this is sometimes, you'll see this sometimes in San Ysidro, but rarely, and they do not give you a very good exchange rate. Stores in Mexico will often accept your dollars. The gas stations, the convenience stores, some of the grocery stores and the like, they will usually, though, give you the change in pesos. Now, this is a convenience store, a very popular convenience store in Mexico. It's called OXXO. They're everywhere. It seems like the Mexicans really like convenience stores, and so I guess we do. And that has not gone unnoticed. Now you're starting to see a whole lot of 7-Elevens in Mexico. So they're going to give you 16.85 pesos for your dollar. But they're not just changing your dollars into pesos. They want you to buy something. So you see they're giving you a little bit more than the other people because they're trying to sweeten the deal. They want you to, you know, come in their store and buy things, but they'll give you a change in pesos. Now, we've been looking at fairly small spreads because of the competition. But this, dear students, is what you're going to see in a tourist location or in the airport. This is the airport. This was a bank in a tourist location. See Zihuatanejo, this is a few weeks ago. Notice, 16.049. So whereas the Casas de Cambio on the United States side were giving you 16.899, and the Casas de Cambio in Tijuana were giving you 16.7, they're only going to give you 16.049 because you're basically stuck. And there was another Casas de Cambio in the airport. This is the Tijuana airport that was giving you even fewer dollars. And notice they went about the same for changing your dollars back into, I'm saying changing your pesos back into dollars. Now, this is a bank. Banks, if you bring the money to them and go to the teller, they usually give you a horrible rate. If you use your credit card or your ATM to buy things, they usually give you a pretty darn good rate. But be careful. Some of the banks will charge you 1, 2, or even 3% as a foreign transaction fee. It is totally bogus, folks. Doesn't cost them a dime, but it's a way for them to make a lot of money. We don't call them banksters for nothing. How do you know a bank is making money? Their doors are open. So you want to find an ATM card, a debit card, or a credit card that does not charge that horrible foreign transaction fee. Now, when you walk across, as many people don't do, there used to be a sea of gringos walking across and walking down to Avenida Revolucion, downtown Tijuana, you'll see many money exchange houses. And this place has been in business for decades. And here, see, they're at least telling you, cobramos comisión. We do charge you a commission. And this is a company, I don't know how they stay in business because there's very few gringos walking across the border now. But notice they'll also do euros, not only dollars and pesos. Look at the spread. You give them a euro, which is about a buck 20 right now. I think about a buck 20. They'll give you 16 pesos. But if you want to take those pesos and bring them back into euros, they want 23 pesos. So they're, yeah, this company, that's maybe how they get some poor folks from Europe and just rape them. And then here is a Casa de Cambio that's further into Tijuana, that's in an area that where the people are, well, let's just say there's lots of women there who are very, very kind, and they're standing on the sidewalks, and the American men walk by and they say, "Vamos al cuarto." They want to take you to their room and teach you Spanish lessons. I think that's what they want. I've never asked. But anyway, this company is hoping that you don't understand the difference between the bid and the ask. They're only going to give you 15.099 pesos for every dollar. And of course, they want 17.09 pesos if you change your pesos back into dollars. So very, very typical, folks, in tourist locations and locations where people don't really understand what's going on. Yeah. And look at those spreads. Look at these spreads. There's a video that I have a link to from The Wolf of Wall Street. It's a little raw. It's not the rawest part of that movie. That movie is very salacious. But it shows the guy yelling out, "Look at these spreads." And that's exactly what goes on, folks. This is what goes on the wrong side of the tracks on Wall Street. You know, the bulletin boards, the OTC market, which used to be called the pink sheets. And in the video clip, you'll see him say, "Yeah, we don't bother with Quotron machine." That's the old machine that the brokers use now. They don't have them anymore. But we use the pink sheets. They just look at this newspaper that was published on pink paper. And, So we hope this has been useful to you and you understand better how you are buying and selling your stocks. You are not getting the best price when you buy, and you're not getting the best price when you sell. You're getting the retail price when you buy, and you're getting the and you're receiving the wholesale price when you sell. And if you enter the netherworld where the ladies are asking you to go up to the room with them, the bulletin board, the pink sheets, you are really getting soaked, because as soon as you buy, you've lost 20-30%. Yeah, that's, these people are not stupid. You want to play, some students will say, "Well, I think I can beat them at their own game. I can buy and then get out before they pull the rug out from under you." Well, they've already pulled the rug out from you. There's an old saying, if you don't know who the patsy, the fool is at the poker table while you're playing, it's probably you. You're the patsy. You're the fool. Thank you very much for being in our class, dear students. We are so, so proud of you. Any questions? You know who to contact.